Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid Podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society.
So here we are at the festival, and there's a lot going on. So you're going to hear background noise and kids having fun. There've been some great kids here enjoying themselves, running free. But we are two witches here interviewing some first-time festival attendees. This is Margot.
And I am Maeve.
And with us we have...
I'm Galen.
And Douglas.
And you two... This is your first festivals.
This is your first festival, even though you've been pagan forever and ever.
Only 25 years it took me to get here.
So how have you liked it?
This was awesome. This is, I guess, the first year for the Pagan Assemblies festival. So it was great turnout, great people, no incidents.
Yes.
No one drowned. Yeah. We are at a beautiful lake. Yeah,
so the facility is gorgeous, and it's just been a great experience. Made a bunch of new friends. Holy crap, a pile of new friends to get hold of and have conversations with and do the things. And they threw me under the bus for the men's retreat thingy there. So that was kind of entertaining.
What were you anticipating?
My intention coming to this was just to experience it and just to sort of be on the sidelines and not to be excessively active, because I wanted to have the experience of feeling what was going on.
That didn't work out.
That never worked out in my favor. It never does work out for me. It's just what I do, though. So the first day it was good. Friday, you know, I came up Friday and we did some of the seminars and stuff, and everything was good. Like, I got to choose what I wanted to attend, and we sat around the fire, and there was mead, and there was beer, and there was food, and there's just the camaraderie has been
whiskey
and lots of whiskey. So there's been many, many things.
Because here on Three Witches and a Druid, we do like our alcohol. We have made that all very clear.
Yes, I've noticed that when I drive to when I drive to Ontario, I usually have Three Witches and a Druid playing in sequence.
Yes.
So, and it's a 13-hour drive. So,
yeah. So, what was your favorite part so far?
We are at where we're. It's noon on the Sunday, the day three. So we're winding down.
Our final day. Yeah.
What's been your favorite part?
So the main rit last night with for Lunasa was so far my favorite part. I think it was nice to see, because I followed the Druid path at mostly pretty much solitary for most of my practice. It was nice to see what a grove can actually do and what that looked like, and it gave me the kind of motivation to perhaps further explore that particular avenue. So yeah, that's kind of was my favorite part. It was nice to see the difference, because I've participated in the group rituals before, like on the commons with Hysterics, with Dawn, with some of the other folks that are active in the community, and to see a druidic ritual performed by other druids in person and to see the different flavor, it is very different.
Very different, yeah.
So, but it's also very appropriate. Like, it felt comfortable for me to be in that, which is exactly what I was looking for. I came, I intended, I conquered, and now I have to go do some readings.
So what
surprised you the most? What was your biggest surprise?
That I came.
Okay.
So it was definitely a question up until the last minute of going, all right, I'm in New Minas picking up a few things. Am I actually going to finish or am I just going to turn around and go home?
I'd have strangled you.
There would have been strangling when I got home.
It's one thing to come and you have the camaraderie of knowing that the people, like I know you and, you know, Margo and, you know, a few other people that were going to be here. But to come to something like this, having been solitary, being an individual, being alone, you know, there's a lot of anxiety that comes with those things of going to a place you've never been with a bunch of people you don't know to see.
The woods.
Yeah, in the middle of the forest. And wondering who's going to be sacrificed first.
You did learn something in opening ritual. We stressed very much that strangers are only friends you haven't met yet.
Well, and sometimes that, you know.
That's hard for some people.
It's hard for a lot of people. And it's hard, especially in our community. So because there's so much ostracization within the community of outside, you know, when you're walking down the street, it's basically like coming out and you're not able to do that because your employer is Orthodox or whatever. So to be able to have the fellowship and to be able to have the conversations that we've been able to have here, you know, to speak openly about magic and the spirits and the gods and, you know, your own personal belief system and how you interact with the world and to have a community to be able to do that with. We've had, 45, 50 people here over the weekend?
Yeah. It's been a nice little festival.
So, yeah. So, you know, it's not so large that it's overwhelming and, you know, it's the hundreds of people here and like a gathering of 10,000 or whatever, which apparently is a thing somewhere. But it's, you know, there's enough to make some intimate connections with people. So it's been really, really good that way. So if you don't do it next year, I will.
Well, that makes for a really good segue, as you knew people who were going to be here already. And then we have Douglas, who showed up without knowing anybody who was going to be here.
I knew voices.
Yes.
I knew the voices from the podcast.
Yes. Oh, for heaven's sake, you listen. I always am shocked that anyone's listening. But anyway.
And so I actually came from New Brunswick. By the time I got here, it was about 8 hours of driving.
Oh my gracious.
But part of that's because of the geography of the Maritimes. I live in northern New Brunswick, so it's straight down to Truro, but the Bay of Fundy
is in the way.
Is in the way. So you can almost go to Halifax and then back up and then over.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can go through the Roden Hills, but that's a very twisty turny.
Yep.
Whatever.
And I did most of that.
Wonderful. So, Douglas, what has been your favorite part?
The community. Just being together. There was no expectation. You believe this, and so I want you to believe this. It's just come as you are. Just be who you are. Whatever you believe is whatever you believe.
Yeah, that is the great thing and something we do really try to promote within our community. And me, personally, as a human being, I try to promote openness and acceptance, but we are very lucky that our community is very accepting and inviting and opening.
Very inclusive and very welcoming.
Yeah. We wanted to make sure that everybody did feel welcome when they arrived. And like you just came and plopped yourself right down next to us. And that was
there
great.
We are.
You should have showed up the day before.
Yeah.
In the dark. And walking up to the circle. Hi, is there a Brian in the midst?
Yes.
Yes.
There's Brian.
And my name's Douglas, and I emailed back and forth with you. Mm-hmm. And that's how I introduced myself to the circle.
Yeah.
Literally in the dark.
Yeah.
At 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
So was it different than your expectations? What were you expecting?
I had no expectation except for the community.
Yeah. As we had been talking over the weekend, you are a consummate festival goer of various varieties.
Yes.
But was this your first pagan
festival?
This
was my absolute first pagan festival.
Right.
And my first time seeing pagans do any ritual.
Mm.
And so the opening ritual by Maeve, the Lunasa ritual hosted by ADF. Myself, I've been a solitary druid for almost 8 years. And it was last fall that I joined the Ancient Order of Druids of America.
Mm-hmm.
And that was because I had found their podcast and I listened to them before I listened to Three Witches and a Druid.
Right.
And so it was literally a synchronicity of timing. And
meant to be.
Yeah. And when I started listening to you guys, hey, EDF sounds cool too. And so, and my background being Christian and hardcore evangelical, where the denominations don't work together. Mm. Like there's been a movement in that towards more ecumenical work. But what I've found within paganism, particularly following my path of Druidism, you can be ADF, you can be Ancient Order, you can be Black Mountain, you can be any of them, and all of them almost at the same time, you pick and choose and apply it to your life as you see fit.
That's great. So was there anything that surprised you? Anything that really was a, like, wow, what a surprise, or did you, or an epiphany? You know, you can share something more personal if you wish. You certainly don't have to.
Could it have been how fast 4 o'clock in the morning came?
There's something that surprised you about it, that you you hadn't thought about, that really got, it was like, wow.
The biggest thing was, so even growing up, I went to church camp out in Truro. And so driving through the area, it literally felt like I was driving. I felt like I was home. And then I got here and literally walked in to a circle of strangers. And Abe said it. Strangers are friends we haven't met. And that was one of my dad's favorite lines.
Oh, really?
And so nothing really surprised me. I had a couple of epiphanies about the whole path where solitary, you kind of feel like you're alone. But coming together, like Galen, he's been 25 years in the practice, but well-known in the community. Me, I'm so far away. I actually know one druid where I live locally. We've talked and we've connected, but we've never actually done anything druid.
I know, it's funny. I'm sitting here nodding my head as I'm listening to you, as if anybody can tell I'm nodding my head.
Yeah, you're nodding your head in agreement with Douglas. Or you mean Daniel. I called him Daniel the first day. But you know, I'm terrible with the names, but I got it right later, Douglas.
It's better than Greg.
Greg. Well, thank you. But I believe we have another
interviewee
over there. Come on over. If you could give your name, introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Addison. I'm Addison.
Addison, very good. So Addison, have you been to a festival before? Is this your first time?
Yeah, I've been to this festival. I've been to Aegis last year. It's 2023 now, so it's Aegis 2022. And I've been to Kaleidoscope in Northern Ontario twice.
Oh,
which was a pretty big festival with a couple hundred people there. So
yeah, Kaleidoscope is a big festival. Yeah.
Largest in Canada.
You know what? Now that you say you were at Aegis last year, I recognize you now. Finally. It's very nice to see you. I recognize sort of half recognize people that I, you know, don't know their names.
It's okay. You can find me in the dream state. I'm okay.
Yeah, there we go. So what was your anticipation? Because you've been to Aegis. Mm-hmm. You've been up the Kaleidoscope. Did you have any anticipations when you were coming here?
I knew it would be a smaller festival. I heard this was the first year this one was being run. Mm-hmm. And I figured it was being run on South Mountain and beautiful Nova Scotia in the valley. So I figured that it'd be a smaller community to start with, which I was kind of looking forward to, because it's always nice to get in depth with people when you meet them. So
that's very good. Was there anything that surprised you? Did you have any surprises?
No, not really. It's all been just great. So that's probably, I was hoping for that.
You were hoping that. My next question was, did you have any anticipation or preconceived ideas?
Yeah, well, I hadn't been in a main writ with druids before. So that was always interesting to learn how that practice. I'm used to calling circle, like closing, doing the circle work and calling corners and stuff in my personal practice and some of the larger rituals I've done with other practitioners. But it was very interesting to see it from a different perspective. But I'm excited to learn some more about that.
That's what we always enjoyed about the past gathering that we used to attend, that different people from different paths every year would do rituals. So you did get to see quite a variety of the different ways people practiced. And again, a public ritual isn't necessarily the same way you would practice on a regular basis.
Yes, privately.
Yes, yeah, like some of the theatrical things that we've done in the past aren't the types of things we would just do in our backyards. Yeah,
giant flaming torches are not done in your living room.
See, that, that's funny because for me, that the pageantry is kind of, I'm a ceremonial magician. That's like built into our system.
No, I understand. Yeah. Excellent, excellent. What are you taking away?
Is there anything taking away? Well, I'm taking away a lot of good lessons around Druidry. I'm going to get involved, hopefully get involved in that, because it's looks to be a very exciting community. Aside from that, I was here for some workshops, and they were always informative, always loved to be keep learning. So, yeah.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for stopping by.
That's wonderful.
Chatting with us.
My pleasure. Yep.
So hello, this is one of hopefully a few interviews with individuals who this is their first time at a festival. So would you introduce yourself?
My name is Tyra Lyon.
And so this is your first festival?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts so far?
I don't want to leave. I want to come back as soon as possible.
And so what did you think? What did you think of the location?
Oh, perfect. Could not be better.
Great. Was there anything that sort of stood out over anything else?
The lake. The fire, the trees, it was very well kept, very respected.
Great. And you got to participate in, at this point, all the rituals. I know we still have closing ritual to come.
All the rituals and a few workshops.
Great. Was there a workshop that stood out for you?
Probably the walking with spirit animals.
Awesome.
I was just like in tears. I was moved so much.
Amazing. Yeah. You have a little one here?
Yes.
And how's that going?
It's really good. I was super hesitant at first because she hasn't been to a festival or even just camping.
Right.
But no, everyone's really been super great with her and stepping up to help me when like I need relieving or they want to hang out with her and everything.
Right. It's you had commented early on in the festival that sometimes it was a little hard because you were here alone and then you kind of realized that you were surrounded by family.
Yeah.
Has that feeling remained?
Yeah, it's grown even.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we used to joke back in the days of Aegis that the children would just go wild and that was before I had kids. It would just be wild children in the field. Now that I have a child, it's like, yeah, he's just feral at this point. And you know what? It's okay because he's in a safe place.
Yes.
He is protected and loved. And if he falls and bumps himself, it's perfectly okay. They'll get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a similar feeling or?
I was less afraid of like bumps and bruises. She's a rough and tough little girl.
Right. She found an equally rough and tough little boy that they've just bounced off each other the entire weekend.
Exactly. They're inseparable.
Yeah.
I was more scared of just her wandering off.
Right. That's fair.
And not finding her. Yeah. Like, especially like into the water or something without a life jacket. But everyone's been very watchful. Super like protective and supportive. And I am teaching myself to lean back a little bit, take a step back and not be as overbearing with my protective parenting.
It's 2023.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a bad thing to be cautious of what's going on around you. But it's nice to know that a place like this is a safe space.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that there were safe spaces anymore, really.
Yeah. But I'd still be worried about wandering off.
Yeah.
You guys came a little late, but we had made it clear to the children, like, don't leave the fenced area.
Yes.
As long as you're in the fenced area, you're good.
Yeah.
If we catch you outside the fenced area, we're throwing you in the river.
Or into the wasp nest.
into the wasp nest. And the other thing is, when we first booked this place, the owner of the land, Scouts Canada, had similar, kind of joked that you had to try hard to drown in the lake because it's quite shallow.
Yes.
It does get deep, but you have to wander up pretty far before you get to the deepness. So that's one of the reasons we picked this place is because it felt very safe and secure. And it was nice that we had two lifeguards on site the whole weekend. And that wasn't necessarily for the adults. It was mostly for the kids.
Yes.
And the kids could feel safe and free in there. We only had one incident where a kid fell in.
Yes.
And that was because they were being dumb. And then he realized, I'm only knee deep. I'm okay.
Yes. Yeah. And luckily it was an older kid too.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the main ritual?
Last night?
Yeah.
It was really great. I was moved, especially when like the fire kind of like collapsed in a way, and then the tide came in, and it just felt very like just magical, I guess. Right.
Great. I know druid rituals tend to be a little bit more structured. You're not as free flowing as, say, Maeve's opening ritual.
No, it was really great. I was worried about Ethian interrupting, but she was pretty good. She liked singing along.
Great.
Yeah.
You've got to meet lots of new people?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you know anyone
just
here?
Lily.
Just Lily, okay. Yeah,
we came like basically together. We were in like the same family package.
Right, but you've now put names to faces you may have known online, such?
No. Everyone else, fresh.
Oh, okay.
Didn't even hear of them. Well, Lily told me about her cousin Gabby, but that's the only face to name.
Right, and so how did you find out about the festival?
Gabby told Lily, who told me.
Great.
Yeah.
Excellent. And so what do you follow a path yourself?
I used to think that I was Wiccan, just because that's the only religion I really knew of.
Yeah.
I don't always believe in, like, all the rules that they have.
Right.
I don't know of all of them, but I've, like, you know, like, it's just more structured. I'd like to still explore more. I believe, like, anywhere between, like, pagan to spiritual.
Yeah.
Just, like, I don't have, like, a concrete label right now. Right. Because I don't know what any of the labels so entail. Eclectic. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's great. Like, most people end up being eclectic for most of their travel.
What is it?
Eclectic is a little bit of everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Whatever
like
makes
collecting?
You... Yeah.
Bits of
in a sense,
religions.
Yeah. Whatever makes you comfortable in your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any questions or thoughts?
I do. I'm just pausing because I got to think them.
That's why we have Krista. She'll edit this part
out. Yes. Maybe Hi, Krista. Maybe also take away the part where I said wasp nest.
No,
I feel bad about that.
No,
I
don't we're going to mention that on the podcast. It's okay.
Yeah.
So I got stung and it almost killed me. And no one else believes me because it stung me right in the brain.
Oh,
and then Adam got stung in the eye.
He's like, ah,
there was a fly in my eye.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, I was just in the bathroom and there was one and I had to like bolt out.
Yeah, yeah.
I was I'm not getting burnt tan stung.
We should have dealt with that. But funny enough, Andrew, who we interviewed last year, told us a story way back in the day at APEG. There was a hornet's nest in the middle of the field.
Oh.
And they dealt with it and it sort of got out into the community that they dealt with the wasp nest.
Okay.
And the whole weekend was like, why did you kill the wasps? We should have just put like a cautionary tape around it. Like,
wasp right activists.
Yeah, yeah. The wasps do not follow the cautionary tape.
No, I'll bet. Oh,
it's
no.
It's just hard with children. Like, we should have probably dealt with that, but we'll leave that to the scouts. They can deal with it.
Yeah. I don't know how to deal with it safely, so I'd rather just not.
Yeah, yeah.
Go up to the wasp nest. I'm like, do you have a permit?
Do you have a permit for that building?
Yes. I feel like my only questions would be like, how do I get more involved in the community?
Right.
I don't want to wait like another year to do something like this.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
So like this is put on by the Pagan Assembly.
Mm.
Are you, I don't know if you're on Facebook or anything.
I followed on Facebook before I came.
Yeah.
I could look you up on Instagram.
Facebook is where most of the community stuff happens.
Yeah.
We've been doing a lot of fundraisers lately, but we're hoping to do more community activities.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah.
Is there like a middle ground like where you would meet, like, because I'm in Windsor.
Usually, unfortunately, the focus is mostly on Halifax, but we're trying to find people across the province to represent PANS in their communities.
Okay, yeah.
Like we have a group of people in Cape Breton who are going to start hosting meet and greets and such up that way.
Nice.
So yeah, like if you want to host a meet and greet in Windsor, that'd be amazing.
That would be something I wouldn't mind taking on.
Yeah, especially stuff like that.
We have a lot of like holistic stuff in Windsor.
Yeah.
Like we have the Fair Trade tan coffee and stuff, but like mystically we have like our Mother's Keeper that sells a bunch of holistic stuff.
There's a shockingly large amount of pagans in the valley.
Yeah,
but it's funny when you speak to valley pagans, they're often like, yeah, I'm probably the only one.
Yeah.
It's like there's a Facebook group of I think almost 400 of you.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, there's quite a few of you.
I'll have to find that Facebook.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
So we have here today, we have Connell, Hendrick, yep. Atticus, Huggy Wuggy, and Owen.
And Brian.
And Brian, that's me. So
there's 2, 4, 6.
Yes.
7.
Yes, because Andrew's in the kitchen. So you guys have all been to festivals before. How did you guys feel this weekend went? How did you guys like this festival?
I thought about helping people.
Yeah? Did you like helping people?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, what ways did you help people?
Well, I could, since I actually didn't get to.
Oh, okay.
You could help them walk if they can't walk.
Okay.
Or you could help them set up a tent.
Yeah? Or did you guys help anyone set up their tents?
No.
No?
Only grown-ups know how to do that stuff.
No, you guys know how to do it. So in future, you want to help people more?
Kind of.
Yeah. You want to be able to help people set up tents?
This festival was...
I think I saw you guys helping people unload their cars. Is that correct?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah? No? Did you not help people unload their cars?
I knew the tent chairs I was sitting on was Wagner's.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know who owned it. I was asking anybody who knows it. And then when Wagner came, he went in there and I said, oh.
So the great thing about a festival like this is that if it's an open chair, it's pretty much an open seat. As long as everyone takes their chair back at the end of the festival, it doesn't matter. Does that make sense?
You have to take a chair back home.
Yeah.
It's not ours, it's Bob and Papa's.
Yeah, well, you would take back your mom and Papa's.
If I would rate it out of 1, 0 to 10, I would rate it probably
a drunkenness
an
level.
8.9.
An 8.9?
Yeah.
So why do we lose the 1.1 in rating?
Wait, no, 9.9.
9.9. Okay, so why do we lose the 0.1?
We're just twisting my words.
I'm not twisting your words. You rated us 8.9 out of 10.
I give all podcasts probably a 100 out of 10.
We're talking about the festival. What was your guys' favorite part of the festival?
I give the festival 1,000 out of 100.
Okay.
And my favorite part of this festival is when the campfire goes. You get to stay up at, you get, you're at
like till 10.
There at nighttime, and you look up in the sky, see all those beautiful stars.
Right.
That was so nice.
So how late did you guys get to stay up?
10 or 9, I would say.
Yeah.
Very late.
Until the stars came out.
Do you think you'll be able to stay up that late this week?
Yeah. I could stay up for the entire night.
Yeah? You think your parents are going to allow you to do that?
Probably not.
No, if they let me, I would definitely.
Yeah. But you think they will let you?
Never.
No. Camping is a rare exception for being able to stay up.
Camping is a very rare thing, which makes kids very sad when they don't go camping. When they say they pinky promise they're going to go camping, but then they don't. It makes kids really sad because then they get to stay up for like 9 or 10, which is really nice.
So today is the last day. How do you guys feel about today being the last day?
Sad.
I feel medium.
Medium?
I really want to stay here, but there's no internet here, which means a lot of things you can't do.
So I want to say, like, you guys have been really, really good about not having screens or internet this weekend. And we've been here longer than the festival. We got here Wednesday. So you guys have gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then today. That's almost 5 days without screens.
Friday was my birthday.
Yes, your birthday was on, Friday?
And only one person said, called to give Hendrick happy birthday.
No, we wished him happy birthday at the fire.
I was in bed when you guys met him.
No, you were up. You not remember that? So you guys had a great weekend. You guys didn't do any workshops, but you had fun with the other kids.
I did some workshops.
Did you?
The clay.
Oh, yeah, you guys did do some workshops. What was your favorite workshop?
The clay.
The clay?
I like the goddess one.
The clay goddess?
Guess what happened? Yeah. Somebody might have knocked my guy clay goddess's head off, but guess what? I'm using the little circle I had to do. And he has no head, so he will bunk into everything.
Oh, I see. What was your favorite workshop, Connell?
Well, I missed one that I really wanted to go to, but...
What was the one you missed?
The salt bath.
Oh, okay.
No, that was only for grown-ups.
In the tent and being hurt.
Right.
And Karen just... When I came to that door...
Yeah, so that was a miscommunication because she was chasing the kids away. She didn't realize she wanted to do the workshop. Yeah. But you did the clay goddess one. You liked it?
And I did the seed bomb one.
Okay.
And you like that? I did the seed bomb one as well.
Yeah, you had fun at it. So these guys participated in the festival championship, and Owen won his section, and Ailey won her section.
What does the second place people do get?
I don't think we had prizes. I have to come up with one.
Mommy is actually good at word puzzles. She spelled off. And guess what? Ethan decided to draw on one of the oranges, which I could have asked to use to take home.
Oh, okay. So, Owen, what was your favorite workshop?
I don't want to say the clay goddess because I was really sad about that one.
Why were you sad about that one?
Because I never knew what to do.
Okay.
I just wanted, I joined, and then I had no idea what we were doing. I didn't want to make a clay goddess, and I didn't want to make a pinch pot. I wanted to make something different, but then my mom just kept giving me ideas, and then I got stressed. And then I went away, and then when it was done, people had some really good ideas that I just could have done.
Oh, okay.
So I can't say the clay shop, so...
Well, how about the other children's activities that were organized? Did you guys have fun at those? Like, Rain did slime, and Karen did seed bombs. Did you guys enjoy those?
My favorite was the scavenger hunt, probably.
The scavenger hunt?
Because I could eat a bunch of raspberries.
What was your favorite children's activity, Atticus?
Mine was the clay goddess.
No, children's activities. So slime, the seed balls.
I know.
Scavenger hunt.
The scavenger hunt. Okay, Hendrik, what was your favorite thing?
The children's hunt.
The children's hunt, the scavenger hunt?
Because guess what I forgot to do?
What?
I didn't notice, but everyone else was finding acorns. They couldn't find them?
No, nobody could find acorns.
I actually had to.
Do you have two acorns?
Three, actually.
Three acorns?
In my bag from last fall.
Oh, okay. So you didn't find them on the location, though.
Yeah. See, I should have got one. I would have been...
Yes, you could have easily won. It's okay. So, hey, Connell, what was your favorite children's activity?
The face painting.
The face painting?
Oh, yeah.
That's another one of my favorites.
So, what did you guys get your face painted as?
Killy Willy.
Among Us.
I wanted
Among Us. Do you see my Among Us face?
Yeah. Hendrik had Among Us.
Do you see?
I wanted Among Us.
What did you have, Atticus?
I had a butterfly, but then I thought about a light blue Among Us, but then they went to eat lunch.
They ran out of time.
Yeah.
And what about you, Owen?
I had a praying mantis face with a scorpion tail right down my nose.
Love it.
I can still see some green. Did you get washed off?
No.
Mommy just washed off. Yeah?
What did she?
The brownish red.
I think Atticus is washed off in the rain.
Yeah, Atticus and me washed it off at the sinks.
Well, so overall, you guys had fun. You think you'll come back next year?
Yes. But this time, I'm going to bring some of my friends. I'm going to bring my cat here next
time. You're going to bring your cat?
And then when she says, and jumps, imagine she just jumps like on my bed like this.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, thank you so much, you guys. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
And here we are back again, talking to some first-time attendees of, well, mind you, all of us this year are first-time attendees of the Sunken Lake Pagan Retreat. These folks, introduce yourselves. What is your name?
Hello, I am Lo.
Wonderful. Welcome, Lo.
And I'm Sarah Lynn, otherwise known as Lynn.
Hello, Slynn. Thank you so much for coming by.
Okay, very good.
Now, is this both your first festivals?
Yes. First pagan festival.
Yes. And what were your expectations coming into it? Did you have any expectations, or were you just coming in it sort of blind and hoping for the best? Or
pretty much blind and hoping for the best for me. Yeah, expecting to meet more of the community, but that was pretty much my only expectation, and to do some yoga. That's wonderful. That's what I wanted.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I was looking forward to workshops that I saw that were on the schedule and learning from people, and I guess the amount of community was unexpected.
What has happened that has, you know, been surprising to you? Well, what is something, you know, so what is something that has happened you weren't expecting? What has been surprising to you?
I was not expecting to feel so welcome and so included and just so feeling like I belong here. I mean, I am a bit socially awkward and anxious most of the time, so I was like, I'll meet new people, but I didn't expect to, like, feel like everybody was my buddy so quickly.
I guess that's what happens when you happen upon a group of also socially awkward, anxious people. Yes. Because we all just feel at home. Yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, I can be myself and I can unmask and just exist.
So what surprised you? What was like, oh my goodness, I wasn't expecting this.
I didn't expect to want to mother all of the children here. I honestly like wanted to get away from my kids and from mothering, but it's just so innate.
It's your instinct.
Yeah, I just, as soon as I hear anybody crying or, you know, even giggling or like any kids around, I just want to develop. Yeah,
and make them hot dogs.
And make them hot dogs. I said that, like, next year, I am happy to, like, make food for everybody. Like, do, like, meals.
You could be the hot dog. Tell Brian,
hot dog lunch
on Saturday. So then, you know what? Parents don't have to run back and feed their kids, or even feed me. I enjoy a hot dog.
Yeah. Breakfast, and I'm totally fine to do that.
Well, we're hopefully having a feast next year. Ooh. So there we are. So what has been, I don't know if it would be something different, maybe a specific incident. What's your favorite thing you're going to take away from this? Any little thing that happened that was, you know, really your favorite thing or life
altering?
Favorite moment.
For me, I think it was when we did the spirit animals workshop or guides and pulling the manatee, and just my initial reaction as someone who, with ADHD, been masking and using everything I can to get ahead my whole life, like femininity and like my looks and all of that. And then to pull the manatee, who is, you know, not exactly the most
glamorous.
Yeah, classically beautiful animal, you could say. And then reading what the things that would make it, like if it were my power animal. And it was so unbelievably spot on and like just so what I needed and made so much sense with what I'm going through. I'm a fire sign and I'm a mama bear and I'm a Leo and I feel like I am a lion a lot of the time. So to pull the manatee and to really identify with it was shocking.
A big dose of water. Wonderful. That's lovely. That's really, really nice.
No. Because you know what? Listening to your story, this is the other thing I think that is so wonderful about this environment, this space, this community. We are allowed to feel the things we're feeling.
I've cried so much this week.
And nobody is going to judge you for having those feelings and having those epiphanies. And it's important to let them come out, because part of the world's problem, I think, is suppressing all of that.
Yes. And here, where you're here, you're in a safe space. And because you're so connected to the earth and to others, that part of you that keeps that wall up and keeps it in, which is, you know, driving you bananas, even if you don't realize it's driving you bananas, when it comes out, it's like, oh, well, this is fantastic. Very cathartic. Yeah. So what was something that really surprised or a moment that was really poignant for you?
The knot work workshop, which I was like, hey, cool workshop. But then the idea that I had for my intention was to connect greater to my spirituality and that side of myself. I'm a scientist. I'm a student. I'm still in school. And so a lot of my life is academics and science and that world kind of point of view and way of thinking, which is totally the opposite to paganism, spirituality, witchcraft, all that. For a while, I've always felt like there's two sides of me that don't mesh and they don't connect. And so I feel like I was flip-flopping a lot of the time. And then I felt like I lost connection to my spirituality for a while because I felt like I had to be, you know, I'm logical. I'm a scientist. I can't be spiritual. I believe in gods and magic. I can't do that. But when I try to suppress that and say no to that, it definitely feels like something's missing. Yeah. So I was like, okay, for this workshop, I'm going to focus on connecting with my spirituality. But then it actually became, as I'm doing my braiding, it became more of combining both and accepting both sides of myself. And the thing that came to my mind was, I am not one or the other, but I am all.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I can be that. I can have different communities and I can have different sides to myself. I can accept all of me.
That's great, because you know what? A lot of people, and it takes a while to figure it out, but science and spirituality can walk hand in hand, you know, between quantum physics and quantum entanglement and energy fields and all of these things. The science has finally caught up to mysticism. So they can walk very much hand in hand if you can, you know, you have to find your way. Like a lot of religions and science don't walk hand in hand.
Yes.
But no, paganism and science can walk hand in hand happily together.
Throughout my practice, I've found that, like, my scientific background has definitely helped me keep grounded in a way, and I definitely think that having the skeptical side is useful because, you know, not everything is a sign, right? And keeping grounded
and not going too deep. There's no doubt about that.
But then it's also kind of realizing, you know, the scientific method can't be used for absolutely everything. There's no way to test if there's gods or goddesses. It's that internal faith, that internal belief, and that doesn't need to be validated by anything.
Just yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you can share that with the people around you, occasionally, like an event like this, just helps you realize that you are not some little weirdo, you know, sitting in your apartment all by yourself thinking, how can this be real? How can I believe this? It's so nice to have people who, even if they don't necessarily believe it in the same way that you do, will support you in the way you want to believe it as well. Which I think is what's so great about this community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though the druids do seem to sound like they have taken over and have recruited everybody.
They don't actually recruit. But they have. A lot of people have gone, oh, look at these guys.
Yeah. I think with being here and there being very, like, the druids are obviously very ceremonial and showy, and I was worried coming in that I would really not fit in because I'm just such a hearth witch. Like, I just, like, and I'm very spiritual and I am very tuned in to an extreme point that is scary sometimes, but I don't practice any, like, rituals or anything. I mean, I do, because we all do. Like, making my tea in the morning is a ritual.
Yes, absolutely.
Grinding my coffee.
The smallest things are ritual.
And when I realized that all of those things were, like, you know, I have an altar and all of these things that were like, oh, okay, yes, this is, you know, a practice. This is my practice. And I think coming into this, I was just afraid that I would be not a good enough witch to fit in.
I really
Imposter syndrome can run deep when you're solitary, for sure. Yeah. And we all started out as solitaries. Everybody started as a solitary, even if they were like 8 years old.
Yep.
You know, and it's not saying that everybody's end goal should be to not be a solitary. If you're happy as a solitary and that works for you, and coming to the gathering, making new friends and being part of the community and carrying that forward throughout the year, you can still stay a solitary if that's what you're comfortable with.
I feel like that's kind of my path in a way. And it really, again, with pulling the manatee card and then looking at the, if a manatee is your power animal. And it said, and this is hard because I had a really bad friend breakup. Like, she was my sister.
Oh, I've had one of those in the past 2 years.
It's awful. We kind of by accident had our first kids together, and then on purpose planned to have our second kids together. And then she, like, breadcrumbed me for basically a year, talked to other people about why she wasn't my friend, but never talked to me about it. And then she became my manager at work, pretended to be my friend for that whole time. And then as soon as she got moved to a different apartment, was just gone. So I felt I'm grieving her, even though she's still alive. And it's so much worse because she's friends with some of my friends, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So reading the, if the manatee is your power animal, there was one line and I took a picture of it because although I feel very solitary, I always feel like I need to have that person that I'm bonded to them. And the line that really got me, you function much more positively and effectively when you're in an intimate relationship or have a close friend to share things with. And I've been basically non-functional for the last year, I guess, since the kind of breakup started. And I'm grieving that loss and feeling like I need to find that person. Mm. But it's hard because you don't just happen upon your like heterosexual soulmate.
Yes. So, yeah. But you know what? But you've got all kinds of friends now.
Yeah.
Got all kinds of friends. Maybe not soulmate friends, but you got all kinds of friends, which is really, really wonderful.
So thank you so much for stopping by and chatting with us and sharing your stories and being vulnerable. You both had some wonderful things to share that will hopefully encourage folks in the future to help make this gathering grow bigger and bigger every year.
So thank you very much, everybody, for listening. And we're always very grateful for any comments or suggestions that you may have. Constructive criticism also welcome. You can contact us on our Facebook.
Hello, beloved listeners and patrons of Three Witches and a Druid podcast. We would like to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude for your unwavering support of our podcast. With your encouragement, we have been able to explore and celebrate the rich and diverse world of paganism and spirituality. We feel blessed to have had the opportunity to share our knowledge and experiences with you. As we continue to grow and evolve, we invite you to join us on this journey and become a Patreon member of our podcast. Your contribution will help us to continue creating quality content and provide you with more exciting episodes filled with wisdom, insights, and a little enchantment. By becoming a Patreon member, you will not only support our mission, but you will also have access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes goodies, discounts, and much, much more. Together, we can create a thriving and supportive community. To our amazing Patreons who have been there to support us through the past 3 seasons, Sybil, Josie, Catherine, Nicole, Amy Beth, Tomlin, Samantha, Stephanie, Chris, Ramos, Eric, Karen, Highland Horde, Danny, Tania, Sarah, Kay, Linda, and Jennifer. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of our Three Witches and a Druid family. Let us continue to inspire and uplift each other, and may our collective energy bring light and love to the world.
And until next time, everybody, merry meet.
Merry part.
And merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid podcast. Thanks for listening.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.